Galveston Island and other coastal areas took the brunt of Hurricane Ike. Many areas looked like war zones, with collapsed houses and buildings, flooded neighborhoods, and downed trees and power lines. As bad as it was, however, many officials say it could have been far worse had the storm stalled over the region or grown stronger than a Category 2 hurricane. Texas Governor Rick Perry says people in the Houston-Galveston area responded well to the disaster.
Hurricane Ike threw us a hard punch, but didn't dent our spirit.
Still, the governor is clearly worried about the road ahead. He says refineries and other important energy infrastructure came through the storm, but the shutdown of many facilities and oil platforms in the Gulf of Mexico is already having an effect on fuel prices nationwide. The hurricane's high winds buffeted a huge area hundreds of kilometers inland. The storm blew out windows in tall office buildings in downtown Houston and left millions of people across the region without electrical power. There are long lines at the gas stations that have fuel and generators to power the pumps. Most people are seeking gasoline for their own portable generators, which they are using to run refrigerators and lights. But if businesses and offices remain closed, the economic impact of Ike will rise dramatically. Texas Governor Rick Perry says the federal government needs to do everything possible to help because this is not just a problem for his state.
Here's what I want people of America to understand. Texas has one of the, if not the most vibrant economy in America today. And at the heart of that was Southeast Texas, with the city of Houston at the epicenter of that. So it is abundantly important that Americans give every support that they can to this reconstruction effort, to this recovery effort, because the future of America depends on a state like Texas and a city like Houston to get back on its feet as fast as we can.
Governor Perry hailed the pre-storm evacuation process, in which hundreds of thousands of people left Galveston and other coastal areas in an orderly fashion days before the storm. As for the few thousand people who insisted on staying behind, he called them hard-headed. One of those who remained was Jacqueline Harris, who spoke to local television station KHOU.
We must have been out of our ever-loving minds to stay for it, but it takes a certain type of person to live on the island, and this is our home. If nothing else, the people that stayed behind can help rebuild, to help, you know, others that have nothing. I mean, we're sharing water, we're sharing our toiletries, we're sharing coffee.
The U.S. Coast Guard, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and many local government entities are engaged in search and rescue operations in the worst affected areas and are providing ice, drinking water, and food to people in need. Thousands of people with special needs or damaged homes have gone to shelters, but most are staying in their homes waiting for essential services to be restored, something that may take several weeks in some areas. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.